Midwest weather is expected to be mostly favorable as we move forward through this week, but there will be one frontal system that will cut across the region from Wednesday into Friday morning that may produce a little bit of disruptive rain. Otherwise, a net drying bias is expected across the region. This morning, we have fog across a large part of the Midwest, and the temperatures are running mostly in the 40s and 50s. Most of those 40s are in the northwest part of the region. The fog is also kind of hiding a little bit of cloud cover in some areas in the western parts of the Corn Belt, but no precipitation of consequence is occurring. A few spotty showers out there, but for the most part, it's going to be a dry day across the region. As we go out through this next 7 days or so, we're going to find a mostly favorable environment for this time of the year to get crops maturing and get harvested. With that said, though, there is that one frontal system that will be a disruption to farming activity. I doubt seriously it's going to have a huge impact on long-term farming progress, but there will be some disruption. The frontal system will most likely start to debut in the western Corn Belt as we get out towards the middle part of this week, probably on late Wednesday going into Thursday. We'll see this frontal system impacting parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and some neighboring states. The frontal system will continue to run fairly quickly to the east-southeast, bringing some shower activity through other areas in the Midwest as we move from Thursday night into Friday, with most of the precipitation already exiting out of the eastern Midwest as we get into Friday afternoon. The precipitation is not going to be all that impressive. We'll probably see moisture totals running from 1/15 of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch most often, but there will be some locally greater amounts of, and any disruption to farming will probably be less than a half day. The temperature bias across the Midwest will be mostly in a seasonably warm range. We will warm up a bit as we move forward in time. Today will be very pleasant across the region with 60s and 70s expected. There might be a small pool of 80-degree temperatures down in the western parts of Kentucky and in southwestern Indiana, southeastern parts of Illinois. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see the highs mostly 70s across a big part of the Midwest, a few 60s in the north and a few lower 80s. Again in those lower Ohio River Basin areas. And as we move on into the day on Wednesday, the temperatures will be warmer over a larger part of the south and west. We'll look for 80-degree readings from Nebraska and Kansas into parts of Illinois and again continuing down in parts of Kentucky. A little bit of a temporary cool-off will take place as we get to the end of the week. That follows that cool front I mentioned previously. High temperatures will fall back into the upper 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest on Friday afternoon. And then we'll start a warming trend all over again. The temperatures will rise above average as we move through the end of the weekend and into early next week, with 70 and some 80-degree temperatures occurring once again. The low temperatures at night should be primarily running in the 40s and 50s this week. There may be a couple of lower 60-degree readings in the south, and after that cool front passes through, we could see a few upper 40s as well. Most of the coolness is not going to be anywhere near as cold as it would normally be at this time of the year, so we should be benefiting greatly from the trend. In the meantime, down in South America, it looks like rain will fall frequently in southern portions of Brazil, and this will be an ongoing, persistent pattern that will prevail as we move through a big part of this month. Northern portions of Brazil will see restricted amounts of rainfall, but will still be supporting at least a little bit of planting in Mato Grosso. We're also still watching droughty conditions in parts of Ukraine and in southern sections of Russia. These areas need substantial rain and soon in order to establish their winter crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.